Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 11th day in the month of July 2025. It's a beautiful Friday and we are back again before the table of the Lord to receive from Him. If you're listening to me this morning, that means we made it to a brand new day, and I want you to take a second of your time to just appreciate the one who has made this possible. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic today that says, physical exercise is profitable. Physical exercise is profitable. Our info today is taken from Hymn 7, I am dying, O Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 5 to chapter 8. And our memory verse is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8, which says, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that's now is, and of that which is to come. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 19 to 20. From verse 19 it reads, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Our manual today reads, today's memory verse tells us that the profit from spiritual exercise, which is godliness, far outweighs that of physical exercise, but also implies that the little profit from physical exercise cannot be gained from spiritual exercise. To function excellently in the physical realm, you need your body to be active and healthy. Hence the need for physical exercise. If you ignore the little profit from your physical exercise, no matter how godly you are, you just may shorten your lifespan here on earth by yourself. Many people today want to live a soft life. They do not want to engage in things that will stress their bodies or stretch their muscles. They want life to be soft and easy. Even though the Bible says that we should endure hardness as good soldiers of Christ, like we see in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. You need to be in good shape to do the things that God puts you on earth to do. Therefore, you should always find time to exercise your body so that you can remain physically fit for God's use. Nowadays, a lot of people are living endangered lives because they do not exert themselves physically. They move from air-conditioned rooms in their houses to air-conditioned cars and then air-conditioned offices. Many people will not even attend the church without air conditioning. However, doctors advise that it is important to sweat. It is also important to stay under the sun for a while every day, especially around midday, because sunlight has tremendous qualities that are good for your body. Personally, I exert myself physically by going on prayer walks regularly. The walks help me to stay in good shape physically, while the prayers help me to maintain good spiritual health. Beloved, God cares about the health of your body, like we say in 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. He cares about how you treat the container that He has given to you to enable you to fulfill your purpose on earth. Regular exercise will help you manage your weight and it will help strengthen your bones and muscles. It will also reduce your risk of getting sick and improve your ability to perform your daily activities effectively. Regular exercise will also improve your mental health. If you have a job that requires you to sit for a long period of time, or if you work from your home, physical exercise must be part of your daily routine. Do not let your desire for a soft lifestyle shorten your lifespan. Today's Up Level comes with an action point that says, kickstart a regular physical exercise routine today if you do not have one. Kickstart a regular physical exercise routine today if you do not have one. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. See you in my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.